Obamacare enrollment down 300,000 compared to 2018. By Sean Moran on December 19, 2018. The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, CMS, found through its latest report on Wednesday that roughly 300,000 fewer Americans signed up for Obamacare compared to last year. CMS released its snapshot in which they found that 8.5 million people enrolled for Obamacare in 2019, compared to 8.8 million people in 2018. CMS suggested that these numbers remain preliminary and do not represent the final enrollment figures. CMS Administrator Seema Verma said in a statement on Wednesday that the numbers show the strides the Donald Trump administration has taken to provide a stable health insurance market. "This administration has taken strong steps to promote a more competitive, stable health insurance market, and these steady enrollment numbers are yet another sign that the administration's efforts are working," said Verma. "With the lowest unemployment rate in 50 years, it's possible that more Americans have employer-based coverage and don't need exchange plans." CMS reminded readers that roughly 90% of American workers receive health insurance through their employment. Verma lamented that while enrollment figures remain relatively steady, many Americans do not qualify for Affordable Care Act, ACA, subsidies and thus cannot afford individual health insurance. "At the end of the day, lower premiums will lead to increased enrollment," said Verma, suggesting that they should take action to lower Obamacare premiums. Former President Barack Obama took to Twitter last week, urging Americans to sign up for Obamacare. "No jump shots. No ferns. No memes. Not this time. I'm going to give it to you straight. If you need health insurance for 2019, the deadline to get covered is December 15th. Go to today and pass this on. You just might save a life," Obama tweeted. The final snapshot comes as a Texas federal judge ruled that Obamacare violates the Constitution, likely pushing the matter towards the Fifth Circuit of Appeals. President Trump called on Congress to pass health care legislation that would provide great health care and protect pre-existing conditions. Breitbart News published an article detailing the many Obamacare alternatives that consumers can look for if one cannot afford Obamacare's expensive premiums and deductibles, which include short-term health insurance plans, association health plans, AHPs, and health care sharing ministries, HCSMs.